Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Munich, Germany. Hundreds come together for Falun Dafa exercises. New evidence concerning China's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience presented at briefing in Canada's parliament. Overwhelming response to Falun Dafa in the northeastern tip of India. Recent Falun Gong events. Compassion is a universal principle. Seoul, Korea. New practitioners learn Falun Dafa at Tianti Bookstore. And 2016 Shenyun Symphony Orchestra Tour concludes with standing ovation in Chicago. Now for the stories.
Munich, Germany. Hundreds come together for Falun Dafa exercises. Hundreds of Falun Gong practitioners gathered for the exercises early in the morning on November 5th at Odeonsplatz, a large square in central Munich. Sven Damen is a sales manager and was glad to meet with the practitioners. He said, "I haven't heard about Falun Gong before. This group exercise is impressive. It's a good way to let people know what is happening in China. I think most Germans know nothing about the persecution. It's important to let the world know so we can work together to end the persecution." College student Ilner came from Finland. He's practiced for a year, and this was his first time coming together with practitioners from all over Europe. He said, "I feel very relaxed while exercising with so many practitioners. The energy was strong." Ilner's friend introduced him to Falun Gong a year ago. He said that the practice changed his life, saying, "I didn't get along with my parents, and it bothered me a lot. When I began following the principles of Falun Gong and treated them with kindness, we started to get along. Now they are very supportive of me and Falun Gong." Iagor is from Bosnia and currently lives in Vienna. One of his Chinese friends introduced him to Falun Gong the year the persecution started. He said, "The first time I read Juan Falun, I liked it a lot, especially the principles in it. I began to practice right away. I really wanted to be a good person. I came early this morning. When I did the exercises, I was surrounded by strong energy, which is a unique feeling. It's cold today, but I feel warm and comfortable." 23-year-old Roanans started the practice 2 years ago. He said, "This is my first time in Germany. I want to help the Germans be aware of the persecution. The energy this morning during the exercise session was powerful and comforting." Roanans was walking in a park one day and saw a group of people meditating. He said, "I liked meditation and went over to ask them about it." He said someone gave him a book and a flyer, and he went home to find out more about it online. "I began to practice on my own and later joined the local group," he said. Latvars has been a practitioner for 6 years. He said, "For a period I began pondering the meaning of life. A few weeks later, I found the Falun Gong website and read the book Juan Falun. I quickly found the answers to my questions and began to practice. I felt very strong energy when I began exercising at home. Later, I joined a local group and studied the teachings with them. It felt great."
New evidence concerning China's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience presented at briefing in Canada's Parliament. The Subcommittee on International Human Rights of the Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs and International Development, Parliament of Canada, held a briefing on allegations of organ harvesting in China on November 3, 2016. David Mattis, human rights lawyer, and David Kilgore, former Canadian Secretary of State for Asia-Pacific, were invited to present their investigation of over 10 years into the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. The investigators' presentations convinced the members of Parliament who attended the briefing. MP Cheryl Hardcastle said in an interview afterwards, "Just years ago, while hearing about this, one would think this can't be true. This is fear-mongering and exaggeration. And now, from the work of these very esteemed gentlemen, who have been relentless in their work and standing behind their numbers, we know that there is something that's happening. Somehow we have transplants that are unaccountable. The numbers don't make sense." MP Hardcastle continued, We are trying to give another state the benefit of the doubt in order to advance our good relationships. And there are things that we can still do in this country, to say no to organ harvesting, to say yes to encourage investigations, and to say yes to international human rights so that someone can't be imprisoned indiscriminately and executed. Mr. Kilgore recounted the past 10 years of investigation and announced the conclusions from analyzing China's hospitals' profit, bed numbers, usage rate, number of surgeons, training projects, and so on. Based on their research, China's organ transplantation cases range from 60,000 to 100,000, much more than the official number of 10,000. A great deal of evidence indicates that the state-sanctioned organ transplantation is coordinated by state policy and capital, and involves such entities as the Chinese Army, the police, and the state medical system. Former Minister of Justice and Attorney General Erwin Kotler said in an interview after the briefing that the evidence was convincing and exposed the CCP's large-scale live organ harvesting for profit. Mr. Kotler believes that the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners is widespread in China and ongoing. MP David Anderson said that live organ harvesting was unacceptable. Several MPs called upon the Canadian government to cooperate with the international community in stopping this crime against humanity.
Overwhelming response to Falun Dafa in the northeastern tip of India. Arunachal Pradesh, also called the Land of Dawn-Lit Mountains, is a veritable treasure house of nature and culture. Situated in the northeastern tip of India and bordered on three sides by Bhutan, China, and Myanmar, it is the largest state in northeast India. This was the third and last journey in 2016 to the northeastern parts of India for the practitioner from Varanasi, who visited two other states earlier this year. It was the first time ever that a Falun Dafa practitioner visited the area. During the last two journeys to the northeast, the practitioner had at least one contact person in each state, but this time there was not even one. While the first two train journeys were arduous, this 30-hour-long train journey from Varanasi to Itanagar was smooth and uneventful. On the practitioner's second day in Itanagar, a Sunday, the practitioner was walking by a gate and noticed the barely visible writing of a school name. She hesitated, as it was Sunday, but decided to enter. The director of the school, who had never heard about Falun Dafa and had only then received a flyer, immediately agreed to host a presentation at his school. The director later wrote in a letter of appreciation, "There was tremendous response from the students in particular. The teachers and others present were also equally interested." One event leads to the next. Right after presenting two sessions at the school, each of which lasted several hours, the director personally drove the practitioner to another school, where another session was arranged and given. That principal gave the practitioner the name of another director at whose youth center yet another session was held. Again, this director gave her the name of yet another school where a whole day program was conducted. The practitioner then visited a school for the visually and hearing impaired, where she taught the Falun Dafa exercises on three different days. The blind children listened attentively to the music, and others helped them with the exercise movements. The deaf children concentrated extraordinarily well on the exercises. The school's principal wrote in appreciation, "The students greatly benefited in cultivation of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, and developed self-confidence, morality, and spiritual awareness." The practitioner twice visited a school and orphanage where the children came from remote areas and poor backgrounds. At the end of the second visit, nearly 150 children watched the Tiango marching band on a small tablet screen. They were totally mesmerized and clapped enthusiastically and were interested in learning the song Falun Dafa How. The children, teachers, and many others were very touched by Falun Dafa and concerned about the persecution of the practice in China. They expressed their deep gratitude to the practitioner for visiting this remote state of India.
Recent Falun Gong events. Compassion is a universal principle. Practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, around the world have held public events for more than a decade to raise awareness of the persecution in China. Meanwhile, practitioners also hold free classes and other events to introduce this ancient Chinese cultivation practice to the public. In this news brief, we report on practitioners' events in cities across the world over the last several weeks. Munich, Germany. Last weekend, more than 1,000 practitioners from multiple European countries held a cultivation experience sharing conference in Munich. In addition to the conference, practitioners held a series of activities in the city to raise public awareness about the brutal persecution of Falun Dafa in China. One of the largest national newspapers in Germany covered the practitioners' event in an article on the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China. Paris, France. Almost every weekend, practitioners in Paris come to Human Rights Plaza in front of the Eiffel Tower to introduce Falun Gong and ask for help to bring an end to the persecution in China. New York City. The Falun Dafa Club at Columbia University in New York City held a campus photo exhibition on October 17th through 20th, introducing Falun Gong to students and faculty, and exposing the persecution of the practice in China. This year, many Chinese students stopped by the exhibition, and many took photos. Some students from China courageously signed the petition condemning the persecution. Several students talked to practitioners for a long time and asked many questions. One Chinese staff member said to the practitioners, "This is a great activity. We have so many Chinese students here. They deserve to know the truth. Many of their parents are high-ranking officials in China. Once these students learn the truth, they will tell their parents." Similar events were recently held in Heidelberg, Germany, Sydney, Australia, Hiroshima, Japan, Waseda, Japan, and Chai, Taiwan.
Seoul, South Korea. New practitioners learn Falun Dafa at Tianti Bookstore. Tianti Books in Seoul, South Korea, concluded its 13th 9-day Falun Dafa lecture series on October 28, 2016. Several attendees shared their experiences of learning Falun Dafa. Tianti Bookstore is dedicated to the teachings of Falun Dafa. In addition to online retail sales, the bookstore operates physical branches in Manhattan, New Jersey, Toronto, and Sydney. Experiencing the power of forbearance. The participants mentioned that they had learned a lot during the sessions. Ms. Kim spoke about how she follows the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in her daily life. She said, "Several days ago, I encountered an incident which was difficult for me to endure. Then I remembered what we had learned in class. As a result, I was able to tolerate it." She said this would have been unimaginable for her in the past. Ms. Kim said the improvement of mind and character was followed by positive changes in her health. "I used to have severe headaches, as if several nails had been hammered into my head," she recalled. "Since that incident, the headaches have become much weaker. It's as if the nails have all been pulled out, and the wounds are beginning to recover," she added. The health benefits encouraged her to do more exercises, she said. "Every day at home I do the exercises by following the video of Master Lee, the founder of Falun Dafa. It makes me feel great." Witnessing wondrous events. Practitioners experienced many remarkable phenomena during the sessions. "When studying the second set of exercises on the third day, I closed my eyes. I could feel my existence in another dimension doing the exercises. Interestingly, I saw something round and red in front of my eyes. It was so real and was just like what Master Lee said in his lecture." Another new practitioner said that on her way home after the first lecture, she saw a light yellow Falun rotating in her abdomen. "I realized I saw it through my celestial eye. It was truly amazing," she said with excitement. Several practitioners on the last day of the session saw Odumbara flowers on the window of the bookstore. According to Buddhist scriptures, Odumbara flowers bloom once every 3,000 years and are a blessing. This is the third time Odumbara flowers have been seen since the bookstore opened in July. Munich, Germany. Hundreds come together for Falun Dafa exercises. Hundreds of Falun Gong practitioners gathered for the exercises early in the morning on November 5th at Odeonsplatz, a large square in central Munich.
The 2016 Shenyun Symphony Orchestra Tour concludes with standing ovation in Chicago. The 2016 season of the Shenyun Symphony Orchestra's concert tour concluded with encores and standing ovations at the Chicago Symphony Center on October 29, 2016. In this 1.5-month-long tour, the orchestra brought ancient yet refreshing melodies to 18 cities across four nations. Futures trader Tracy Omelinski said, "It was just breathtaking. It was an amazing explosion of music in my ear. The expression of music through the conductor was sublime. You could see the energy of everybody flowing together as one." Her son David added, "It was soothing. The music, everybody coming together into one singularity, was amazing." Miss Omelinski was especially amazed by the singing of soprano Haolin Ging. "I got lost in her music. I lost myself in her words. It was just beautiful," she said. "Words can't describe the symphony, the harmony that puts you at ease," she added. Venture capitalist Rafael Laverde said after seeing the concert in Chicago, "I felt connected to the experience of the Chinese culture on a very deep level." He said he could feel how strong the culture is on a spiritual level despite any difficulty, saying, "I found it to be very beautiful, very inspiring. It's very uplifting to all of humanity." Stephen Wendt, president and CEO of an environmental engineering company, said, "Flawless, excited, I could see extreme teamwork. There were many pieces that seemed like dawn awakening. I could see nature scenes. It painted an interesting palette for me, both with my ears and also what I was imagining," he said. The 2017 season of Shenyun Performing Arts begins on December 22nd in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.